With the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection set to begin its primetime hearings this evening, in fact, in about a half an hour, we're taking some time this afternoon to look at the many elements that will be in the spotlight. Among them, rhetoric. To what degree did inflammatory comments spoken and texted lead to the insurrection? For some thoughts on that, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ryan Scannell, Associate Professor of Rhetoric and Writing at San Jose State University. Professor, when you look at that fateful day through the lens of rhetoric, what stands out to you the most about the role of language?
I've read through, first of all, thanks for having me. I've read through and listened to several of the speeches that were given that day. And it's interesting to me how many of those speeches make legitimate democratic processes seem illegitimate. So, for example, President Trump, when he gave up and he gave his speech before the attack, it was everything that was in place in the government is corrupt, lies. He essentially made it impossible for anybody who was in his audience to believe that they had any other choice besides attacking the processes physically. So he ruled out of bounds any other options.
So his speech was aggressive. Was it insightful?
Yes, it was insightful. It also built on a long trajectory of treating political opponents in the Republican Party, of treating political opponents as traitors or evil. And so because Republican voters and because Trump supporters had for really, it's close to 30 years now, been trained to think of Democrats, trained to think of anybody who's not a Republican as evil or as a traitor, when Trump gets up there and gives a speech and says, we have to go out and we have to fight or we won't have a country anymore, it's not hard to understand how people in his audience would go from the people that we're against are evil and they're traitors. And then when he says we have to fight or we won't have a country, that to me is incitement.
What do we know about the science of rhetoric, for lack of a better way of putting it? There are certain words, there are certain language elements that prompt people to take action.
There are. It's clearly not a science. It is an art. And what we know about it is that rhetoric and language help us make sense of the world around us. So they help us frame our understandings of different possibilities of what's happening in the world around us. And so there's usually not a trigger word like you would see on TV after somebody has been hypnotized. You know, if I say the word chicken and somebody gets down on the ground and crawls around like a dog. But it does mean that over a long periods of time, we can begin to see the world differently because of the language that we use. And so what Trump did better than anybody, although he was building on a really long trajectory, he amplified the seriousness of the charges against anybody who opposed him. He treated them as evil. He treated them as demons, traitors, and he amplified it far further than almost anybody before him.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We have been speaking with Ryan Scannell. He's Associate Professor of Rhetoric and Writing at San Jose State University. Of course, those hearings starting less than half an hour. Keep it tuned right here for extensive coverage of them on air or on the Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play KCBS Radio. By the way, you can also find anchored coverage of the hearing at kcbsradio.com.